I wonder, have you ever thoughts along these lines? I wonder whether God could use me. Or have you ever thought, how could God use me? Or have you ever thought, I don't think God could use me? Or maybe I'd like God to use me for his glory. And the whole range of thoughts along those lines. I wonder just to encourage us this morning that there is a principle here which we're going to look at, that God indeed wants to use every one of us for his glory. Doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter how old we are, doesn't matter male or female, God wants to use us for his glory. The reluctance is not on God's part. I want to encourage us with that this morning. But I also want to encourage us that we don't have to be famous for God to use us. We don't have to have great intellect for God to use us. We don't have to be a whole lot of things that we might think we have to be. We merely have to be willing and available, and God will use us for his glory. Some to a greater extent than others, no question about that. But notice again in verse 26, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Right? He doesn't say there won't be any. "But," verse 27, "God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Now, I trust you can see yourself there this morning in those verses. God says he's not looking for great and mighty, not that he can't use them and not that he doesn't want to use them, but God has chosen the foolish things, the weak things, the base things. God's chosen those things which the world despises to use for his glory. He's chosen, as Paul wrote earlier in this chapter, the foolishness of preaching. The foolishness of preaching the gospel so that people might be saved. The gospel that Christ died for their sins and was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that if they would repent and if they would turn from their sin and their own folly and their own religious desires and ambitions and any and every way they think that they might please God and somehow get to heaven by their merits, and realize they are bankrupt and lost and undone, and repent of their ways, then God will save them.